Well, the 2019 tax season has opened for e-filers and users of the SARS Mobi app. The country's Deputy Finance Minister, David Masonda, has made it clear that the country's economic recovery is dependent on an efficient tax agency. SARS Commissioner Edward Kiswete, who is on a drive to do just that, joins us on the line for more. Edward, thank you so much for your time. Perhaps let's go through some of the announcements. I know you've made some additional enhancements and changes to tax season 2019. Please give us a little bit more information.
We have introduced an enhanced capability for taxpayers to do online filing. You will remember from previous years that we have our e-filing channel. So this year we have enhanced some of the look and feel of that. And in particular for tax practitioners, we make it easier for them to navigate to have access to the tax files of the clients that they serve. What we have introduced this year is a significantly enhanced mobile application, which we call Mobi App. This app can be downloaded, and taxpayers will be able to play around with it and discover the ease with which it's used. And from this, they can register as a Mobi app user, provided they're already a taxpayer. Secondly, they can return that is pre-populated by SARS. There's a feature for them to upload supporting documents, which they may want to add to that. There's also an online, easy-to-use tax calculator that will give them some advance outcome, and then they can submit their return online. All of that should take a taxpayer with a straightforward affair 3 to 5 minutes.
Right. There were some teething issues earlier this afternoon with regards to the one-time PINs that are generated by the SARS e-filing. Has that been resolved from your understanding?
Yes. We really are delighted when teething problems arise because of the overwhelming response by taxpayers. So whilst one tries to anticipate that, I can tell you that we have had more than 3 times the number of users that we had in the same period last year.
I understand, SARS, you do have some concerns, for instance, with regards to the declaration of distribution from trusts and estates for beneficiaries. What other issues have you come across, and how do you intend on dealing with some of them?
So I decided this morning to take taxpayers into our confidence and share them some of the concerns we've seen. So in summary, those concerns are they're still a number of taxpayers. Our estimation is about 10% of taxpayers who still do not submit their returns or do not submit their returns on time. That in itself is a transgression in law. Secondly, we find taxpayers who still think they can manipulate their declaration by either under-disclosing income or overstating expenditure. And then we also have had taxes who deliberately and submit multiple returns of the same certificate. What we have done is we have increased our collaboration with employers, with banks and other providers of information to enrich our data set so that we can quickly correlate information that taxpayers may disclose with information we already have. We have a sophisticated profiling system that highlights those taxpayers. Last year, we were able to prevent over $8 billion of refunds that was fraudulently claimed because of the risk work we are able to do. This year, we're stepping up the effort to detect any form of abuse and to be able to deal with those taxpayers decisively. I can also share with you that we work with the South African Police Service and we have begun to criminally investigate some of those incidents. We've also been able to have some of those offenders prosecuted, and we'll continue to step up those efforts.
Before I let you go, Edward, how confident are you that you'll meet your revenue target for this particular season?
So I think let's be clear. We collect revenue as a function of the health and the buoyancy of the economy, together with the compliance work that we do. When we have an economy such as has been reported in the last quarter that is contracting at worst or at best growing moderately, it's a lot harder because we see jobs losses, significant announcement of retrenchment, companies closing down or producing negative or no growth or low growth. So all of that impacts on the amount of money we can. So this year, we have to redouble our efforts in terms of our compliance work, because it is that effort that brings us. To be clear, we know that in the last 5 years since 2014, a lot of the capability of SARS has been hollowed out. So there's a significant amount of work which we have restarted to rebuild capability, to reestablish units like the high net worth unit, the large business center, the illicit economy capacity, in order to be a lot more focused. But it's going to be tough this year to achieve the revenue that we have the ambition to achieve.
Edward, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That is the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kisweta.